This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, we have, well, Bassick said he was his first favorite player with the Rangers. It is iconic. Rangers player Ruben Sierra joining the show. Sir, how are you today?
For having me in your show.
Well, we appreciate having you on the show, and I am kind of curious, what have you been up to during these corona times where we've all had to adjust a lot of our lives?
Well, right now, I'm being in the house. I can't be doing anything, you know, with this pandemic. But what I was doing is I do some hitting lessons, and I've been singing, you know, I've been in the music and doing some hitting lessons. That's what I've been doing. But right now, you know, everything stopped because of the pandemic. And so I've been chilling in the house. So yeah. I do things in the house that I've not been doing before.
Now, obviously, I can't see you do the hitting lessons right now. However, if you decided you wanted to sing a little something for us, I think we would all support that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's
part of the one of the song on salsa music.
Woo! Dude, that's awesome.
It's awesome. When did you start singing, Ruben? Like, was this when you were with the Texas Rangers, or was this after your baseball career?
No. Let me tell you. I've been singing since I was a little kid. I just I had the opportunity when I was playing with the Rangers to make an album, because I get in touch with, you know, professional people that they were doing, you know, music, you know, with different bands. And then after that, you know, that's what I do. You know, I decided to do what I like. That's not mean that, you know, I forget about baseball or nothing like that. Just in 92, that's what I made my first album.
That's awesome. With the Texas Rangers, yeah. So,
yeah,
Ruben,
with the Rangers.
You are one of my favorite players, and I know when you first came up, I believe you were number 3, and then you quickly changed to number 21. How important was it for you to be number 21? Because I believe Roberto Clemente was your idol.
Yeah, he was the idol to everybody. I was number 3, and then because I was playing every day in the right field, Bobby Valentine decided to me, they have number 21 because, remember Ed Correa, Edwin Correa?
Yeah.
So he was number 21 when I get to the Rangers. And then the year after, Bobby Valentine asked him to give me the number so I can wear, you know, every day in the outfield, you know? So that's what I'm starting, you know, using number 21.
We got Ruben Sierra here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And I was a right-handed hitter, but every time I got into the cage and I wanted to goof around and hit left-handed, I felt like I could pull the ball, and I was like, okay, but I'm not a switch hitter. What point did you decide I can hit from both sides? And was it just a natural thing, or did somebody try and give you that opportunity? Because you were in the league as a switch hitter, and you were great at it.
Well, let me tell you, when I was little, you know, we was practicing lefty and righty. You know, I was righty all the way. But and then when I get to the rookie ball, you know, I have a little trouble. And then I take up a swing left-handed, and Rudy Jaramillo, he watched me, and he say, "Can you hit left-handed?" And I say, "Yes." I mean, I used to when I was little. And I said, "Well, let's go to the cage and see how you can do it." And then I was hitting the ball good. And then, like 2 weeks later, he told me, "Hey, go ahead. He left-handed." So I get surprised, and I put my helmet. I go over there, and the first pitch, I hit a triple, and that was it. And all of a sudden, I hit left-handed the whole season in rookie ball, and then I go to instructional ball, and helped me a lot. Then I play in Puerto Rico winter ball, and, you know, I win the rookie of the year. So that was a good start right there.
Talking with Ruben Sierra right here on 105.3 The Fan. And I wanted to go back to that 89 season is because you just went crazy, runner-up for MVP. How did you feel that season? Did it feel like things were clicking for you and you thought, all right, this was my potential all along. I feel great.
Well, I was feeling good the whole way. I just... I get surprised that I don't win the MVP because, you know, the numbers don't lie. And then, you know, I was surprised when they say, you know, Robin Young win the MVP. But, you know, Robin Young have a good season too. But the Rangers have better record. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee that year, so I don't know.
We can figure this out right now. You had 8 more home runs. You had 16 more RBIs. You surely had more triples. You had 14 triples that year. Jeez. I think you were robbed.
I lead the league in triple that year, I remember, and RBIs too. But I don't know, maybe because I don't have a good communication because my English wasn't the best in those days when I was with the Rangers. Maybe the sport writer, they misunderstand something. I don't know. I can tell you, really. I thought that I was going to win, but, you know, I just they might think that I was young and I was going to get more chances, but you never know. Maybe the first chance is the one they're going to make you have some better and better years.
Is there any part of you then that, like, obviously we love you here in Texas and you had a great career. Is there any part of you that's disappointed that you didn't, you know, make that another run at an MVP?
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, I feel bad. I feel bad because I think it, you know, I should have won the MVP, but nothing I can do when they give it to the Robin Young. He's a great player too, and it's not his fault. he do a great season too, and I have to hang with him and keep going, you know.
Ruben, when it comes to getting traded from the Texas Rangers, you're a part of a trade where Jose Canseco came to the Texas Rangers. Were you shocked then, disappointed, because you were a multi-time All-Star with the Texas Rangers? You're kind of, at that point, the franchise player. Were you disappointed, or did you see it coming when you got traded to the Oakland Athletics?
No, I just got I get disappointed because my mind is to be like Roberto Clemente, just play for the Rangers, be a Ranger player all the way, finish my career with the Rangers, and be in the Hall of Fame with the Rangers and Cooperstown, New York, you know? Yeah. But my destiny go, you know, different direction. And, you know, I was disappointed because I never think that I was going to betray to, you know, to anywhere. But I understand that this is a business and this is a job that I have to do, and I have to do what I have to do, you know?
Yeah, Ruben, I want to take you to 1995, and recently they were showing this game on MLB Network. It's Game 5. You're on the Yankees, and Seattle wins the game. Ken Griffey Jr. scores the winning run. And I got to play later in my career with David Cone on the New York Mets. And he talked about after that game, he was crying because they really, and you were part of this Yankee team, he felt like they really wanted to win for Don Mattingly, as they knew that that was his last year and had a lot of injuries and was a great Yankee who never really got to have a playoff run. Can you take us inside that clubhouse from your perspective in 1995 after you guys lose in the Kingdome, New York Yankees?
I mean, I was feel bad because we should have win. We had couple time in Seattle because we win the two games in the Yankee Stadium, and then when we go to Seattle, we had two chances to win the game, but we lose. And then, you know, I feel bad for Mariner, but I feel bad also for me because I want to go to the playoff and I want to go to the World Series. And like Mattingly too, you know, everybody will feel bad, you know.
Yeah,
I'm kind of curious, Ruben. Whenever, because you were well traveled, you played for multiple teams. I know you wanted to play for the Rangers your whole career, and that kind of changed a little bit. What was the adjustment like with the fan bases? Because man, your smile was electric, and everybody loved seeing Ruben Sierra's smile all over the place. But I wonder how those relationships with fan bases, was it a little bit different, and which one was the best fan base that you kind of were around?
Well, for me was the Texas Ranger fans. That they always love me. You know, I grow up there. You know, I know that if I was, you know, in Texas, everything was going to be different, you know. But, you know, when you play in a different team, and this is, sometimes it's a little bit just with the team and with the fans and with the teammates, take a little bit time, you know. Not like when you be the whole time there, everybody know who you are, everybody, you know, cherry with you more, you know, and it's a different experience, you know.
Ruben Sierra joining us on the Fan. El Caballo. El Caballo, when you're teaching hitting, I'm just wondering, Rougned Odor, he's recently worked with Marco Scudero and Victor Martinez, and specifically I think they've been working on his leg lift, and you had a leg lift that I tried to emulate all the time. I was a lefty hitter, and you had it from both sides. When you're teaching hitting, how tough is it to teach kind of a high leg lift and talk about maybe getting that foot down, or what you talk about when a guy has a high leg lift like you did?
Well, when the people got a high leg kick like that, I just tell him that he has to have balance and try to don't go forward, you know. Try to stay the muscle he can in the back foot, and then do the separation and everything else. Because what I like to teach is the mechanic of hitting, because I cannot teach you when you're going to hit the ball and when not, because that's going to be your eyes with your body, you know. Right now, what I'm teaching is more the mechanic. You know, you have to have the five fundamentals about hitting. But that's what I do. You know, that's what I'm teaching the kid, you know, how the five things that he has to have as a hitter.
Now, before the trade, we had some of our own kids that were coming up into the system. They were either here or already about to be here with Pudge, with Juan Gonzalez. How much did you know about those guys coming up, and how excited were you for them to join the Rangers?
Well, I hear about, you know, both of them in minor league system, you know, that they were, you know, that they were going to come up, and they were doing great. One time I see Poch when he was playing single A, somebody go to second, and as soon as he throw the ball to second base, those guys, they get late to the second, the ball go by to the center field. Because he got a cannon, you know, and they, you know, they cannot be on time and second, but the ball went straight to the center field. And then I say, well, this kid, he's going to be soon and bigly if he don't get hurt, you know, because that's the thing. Sometimes people get hurt and they don't come up quickly like we seen. But after I enjoying them, you know, play with the Rangers, I know both of them, they were going to be a superstar. You know, Juan Gonzalez was a great hitter with unbelievable power. And Poch, he, for being a catcher, is a hard position. He was a good hitter, too, and he had pop, too. You know, he was putting some numbers. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Now, we appreciate you joining the show today, of course, and we have to go. But before we do, any chance we could get one more little bit of a song from you? People really enjoyed that.
Okay, no problem. Yo te lo advertí que no usarás armas, que no dispararás al volver mi espalda, si la mejor defensa para esta batalla era hablar de frente sin que me engañaras.
Awesome stuff, man. That was great.
That is fantastic. Ruben, thank you for reminiscing.
So thank you. Hey, I hope I can go and perform in the stadium for the Spanish community when they have one of those days.
Oh, we know John Blake. We'll get it set up. We'll make it happen, Ruben.
I hope. Hey, thank you for everything.
Absolutely. Rangers icon and singing extraordinaire, yes. Ruben, yes. Sierra.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.